Today, we're talking about, what are we talking about, Kevin? We're talking about
how to figure out what you want to do. I think this is a very popular topic in terms of our generation, right? People who are younger are trying to figure out, or they might feel lost.
Trying to figure out life,
yeah. You know? And once again, I'm going to precursor. I'm still figuring it out just like you are. But, you know, these are some sprinkles of nuggets that, you know, came into our lives or we've heard from other people that we're going to share to you.
Yeah, I think where we want to take this is there's an overarching theme. I think especially in this generation and the way the workplace is changing, the workforce is changing, is whether I should take a 9-to-5 or embrace entrepreneurship or something in between. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other, but I think a lot of us are still trying to figure out. Some of us have already figured out what it is we want to do, as to like, what is my path, right? Because there's a lot of opinions out there nowadays where it's like, fuck the 9-to-5, you know, entrepreneurship's for everyone. When in reality, like, it may not be for everyone if they're not mentally ready for it, if they don't understand themselves. You know, it may not be, quote unquote, the financially wise thing to do if they have a specific financial circumstance, you know, and that's kind of what we're going to cover today and hopefully shed some light on our opinions on this topic.
Yeah. So, I mean, why don't we start with what you first addressed, right? Yeah. We talked about 9-to-5 versus entrepreneurship. I think this can be somewhat correlated. Actually, before we tackle that, why don't we talk about, you know, why people feel lost in the first place, right? And why do people feel like they are frustrated with this, right? And I think there is a source to this, right? And I think the reason why maybe we feel why we're frustrated that we're lost, we feel like this is a problem, is because there's an expectation built by society that we need to have had figured it all out. There's an expectation that you're a certain age, you're 25, you're 26 years old, you should have some level of clarity and success. That's the expectation that maybe you put upon yourself, or maybe other people have put onto you.
Or maybe what you've seen or consumed daily social media.
Correct. Seen or consumed. And you create this idea that, man, I should have had figured it out by now. Right. And that's the problem, right? And I think this idea of like I think in your whole life, you're always going to be figuring out what you want to do. Whether you're 90, 100 years old, you're still trying to figure it out. Right. And you're never going to have it all figured out. Matter of fact, if you think you got it figured out, you're an idiot.
Yeah, or you don't really understand the grand
scheme,
the grand arc of life.
Correct.
You're not living life, really, if you think you've got it all figured out.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna start there, right? If you think you have had it figured out, you're wrong, right? Matter of fact, you're cutting yourself out from all the varieties,
possibilities of life.
Infinite possibilities of life, right? And you don't get to experience that because you think you've got have it figured out, right? Now, this idea of feeling lost, I think, is more stemmed in the root of fear that you're not going to be successful in your own eyes, right? Because we have this idea of comparison that, oh, I should actually be there, right? And so that's one side of it that I think a lot of people face. It's not actually a feeling of loss, but it's a frustration of you're trying to figure out your process, right? Now, how to figure out what you want to do, I think you need to spend a lot of time with yourself, which a lot of people don't do nowadays, right? If you're that type of person who likes to distract themselves with a lot of different things at once.
Just a lot of external stimulus, but not a lot of internal reflection.
Not a lot of internal reflection because you're just reacting to things throughout your whole life. Like if you're just constantly looking and flipping through social media mindlessly, then the world's just going to tell you their opinion and you never get to formulate your own. You never get to formulate your own ideas, your own personality, your own gifts mm-hmm. because you're just reacting. So if you do not spend enough time with yourself, that's already a source of your problem.
Yeah. I think mindset definitely is the ultimate factor mm-hmm. in deciding what it is that you want to do with your life. But I also think the generational mindset, the difference in the generational mindsets is also a huge factor of why there's this sort of disconnect or this sort of friction,
mm-hmm.
I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Because our parents' generation, right, the baby boomer generation, might feel, yeah, get a 9-to-5 because that was the system that worked for us, right? Get a college degree. Get an education because that's going to be your golden ticket to whatever impression of security that you think you'll have, right? Because during those times, a higher level education actually meant something. Whereas nowadays, we've grown up in a world where anyone, I'm telling anyone with a smartphone, can pull out a smartphone and have the knowledge, the infinite knowledge of a million libraries in the hands of their pockets, right? They can click any button in any app, and that can basically replace or outsource whatever type of work that would have been needed back then when the technology wasn't at this level. So I think there was an episode that you mentioned before in previous episodes, the Naval podcast with mm-hmm. Joe Rogan, where he talks about we're in the age of infinite leverage,
mm-hmm.
which was not the kind of leverage that was available to our parents or our grandparents back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get things done, you had to work for an institution. You know, to get things done, to get a secure source of paycheck, you had to work a job. You had to essentially be a machine. But the ironic part is now that things are getting more and more automated. Information is readily abundant and available to anyone for free, really. It's ultimately on us to decide what we're going to do with that information. So are we going to react to that information, or are we going to use that information to basically figure out what it is that we want to do and how we're going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the entrepreneurship word has also kind of become a buzzword now. Anyone who, it's almost as if like, yeah, if I don't do a 9-to-5, I'm an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
which is not necessarily true. You might just be an unemployed. It doesn't make you an entrepreneur, you know? But also, I think you can be an entrepreneur and you can also have a set schedule for what it is that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there is this fine line, this middle ground of what people are comfortable with and what they think they ought to be doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on their expectations.
Yeah. And I think coming back to that silver lining, right, is you have to know yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And in order to know yourself too, I think what is really mixed from that picture of spending time with yourself is trying things, right? Is trying something new, getting uncomfortable, I think is really,
mm-hmm.
really important to understand yourself and to overcome any fears that you do have, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that can help you discover what that is,
mm-hmm.
right? And sometimes when you challenge yourself and you in an uncomfortable way, you start to get inspiration from that, right? Or inspiration from that experience. And I think you start to find these little things and gifts that you do have in those pockets in which you try something new that you didn't know you originally had. So if you're in the camp where it's like you're not comparing with other people, you just simply don't have any skills, you don't have anything that specifically sparks your attention, then you need to try something.
Mm-hmm.
Try anything, right? And if you don't try something, you're not going to know what you don't like and what you do like.
Right. Work for someone. If
yeah.
that means work for someone for the sake of learning a
mm-hmm.
skill, learning a trade,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with taking on that task. Just understand, like your previous episode, begin with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to get out of this? Is this going to steer me in the direction that I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's working for myself or working for someone for the time being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you have to be very honest with yourself because it's very hard to, it's easy to trick yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because It's like you get inspired by someone. Let's say you're
like Gary Vee tells you.
Yeah. He paints that, you know, that sports thing, right? It's like, you know, if you're 5'5", but you get inspired by Michael Jordan and you want to go to the NBA, it's like, first, be very realistic of your probability to get into the NBA. It's like you're either one of the best players in the world at 5'5". Like, even if you're 5'5", you might not even have the slimmest chance of getting it. And that's just the statistical probability,
right?
Now, you can have that dream, but then it's also like, or be inspired by that dream, but you're not realistic with, you know, what's going to be required to play at that kind of level. It's like, I'm not a proponent saying like you can't achieve your dreams, but you also have to be a realist and have the self-awareness
of making
that distinction.
Yeah, you gotta ask the questions like, how am I gonna actually do that?
Yeah. And being honest and real with yourself, I think, is a really key important process or thing in that, but you can't be too skeptical, right? There's like there's another balance there, right? Almost any
You can't
thing
impose
in life.
The self-limitation before it's already been done. But
exactly.
You also got to weigh the likelihood of an outcome.
Correct. So let's, like, for example, if you love basketball, right? But you're 5'5", and you're inspired by Michael Jordan. There's so much you could do with that, right? With those three things, it's like, okay, well, what if you, you know, created, you know, design shoes for the next Michael Jordan in the NBA because you had a talent in designing, right? And that was your passion. And they're great. You're able to fulfill those likes and by combining and connecting those dots to fulfill yourself, and you become the world's best basketball shoe designer.
Right. Or you want to be like a sports agent, you know, a recruiting agent, a talent scout.
Yeah.
Or you want to be the best commentator you can be. You know, those are not out of the realm of possibility.
Correct. And there's just so much opportunity for you to explore. And so sometimes it's like, if you're still in that process of building dots, you got to try stuff. But let's say you know what you want, but you feel frustrated and you feel lost because you don't know how to get there. Maybe what you need to do is actually connect the dots. So there's like different stages of lost, right?
Right. There's like, I have no idea what I want to do. And there's the, I know what I want to do, but I can't overcome that barrier. And there's even that, I've overcome this barrier, but then there's a whole nother plethora of barriers that I have to overcome, you know?
Yeah.
And I think sharing some personal examples might be good as well.
Yeah.
Because you and I are similar, but we're also different in some aspects. No two people are alike. When I started with my own, like, we both left Tesla, right? And you've went on to pursue your own business with Balance Boost. And it's a very, very big endeavor, you know? And for myself, I've kind of spent that time reflecting, like, what is it that I actually want to do? I know that's no longer the thing I want to do anymore, but what is the next thing that I want to do? And it goes back to what you said about trying new things. I could sit back and just say, I don't want to try that. Like, that's too difficult. Or that job seems a little bit scary or intimidating. Or trading seems to be a little bit risky. You know, I don't want to record this because I don't want to hear my own voice in public. You know, you could say all those things, but you've got to just give it a go. Give it a legitimate try. Give it a legitimate shot to really know what it is that you want to do. And eventually one of these things is going to stick, you know? And so for me, the decision was made that I was going to take up a new role with another company. It was a hard decision to make in terms of like, okay, you're going to just dive in and do your own thing when you completely have no idea of what you want? Or do you want to just try a new thing that is challenging and kind of understand a little bit more about yourself? And if that's really what you want to do, maybe if that's not the thing you want to do, then the second time around, you'll have more conviction, you know, when it's time to pursue your own thing. You know what I'm saying? But like for you, like you've been through this whole journey. You've actually come from the background of entrepreneurship into a 9-to-5, now back into entrepreneurship, which is a little bit more different than the conventional person's route. Do you want to shed some light on that journey as well?
I think for me, I think innately we all kind of somewhat know what we want to do when we're very young. And for me, I remember I always told my parents and my family that I wanted to be an inventor, mm. right? At the time, and like something in business and creating stuff, right? And so with that in mind, like I just always had this desire to start businesses, right? And it was present throughout a lot of my life, right? In all sorts of different ways. But along that journey, there is also like a lot of self-doubt, right? And there's a lot of, negative self-talk, right? There's also these constructs of what everybody else is doing and making me wonder if I'm doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes back to what I was describing earlier of comparing yourself to other people, which then creates the feeling of lost because you start to doubt yourself, which then creates that feeling of that, right? And so I struggle with that a lot. Mm. So, as you're building a business and you can't pull any money out for yourself because the business needs the money to continue to grow, right? And you need to continuously do that. And you're not paying yourself very much. And yet you see, let's say, your friends who are driving nicer cars, who are buying houses, who are living, in very nice places or traveling and doing this, right? Then it's like, man, I'm sacrificing a lot to make this happen,
right?
And I kind of want to taste that. And you get tempted into that because you start comparing that and you start sabotaging what you truly want versus what you think versus like comparing yourself with other people and what they're doing and then like wanting that as well. And it's kind of like,
and I think it comes down to what you said is, what do you want?
Yes.
Maybe they are okay with that. Yeah. Maybe they truly are happy.
Correct.
With that. And if that is, then so be it. That's, yeah. There's nothing right or wrong.
Yeah.
But you know for yourself, that's not exactly what you want.
Correct. And you have to be so clear about that. And it's so easy to get tangled because, you get pulled between two. And then you end up in a lose-lose scenario.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a really good quote where it's like, if you're trying to decide between two things, it's like there's this analogy where it's like there's a donkey, right?
Mm.
And this donkey is both hungry and thirsty. And he has enough strength to walk 1 mile, right? And there in 1 mile, there is a stack of hay where he can eat, gain energy, and then walk 2 miles, right? The other side is another mile where he can drink water.
The oasis.
Yeah. The oasis. And if he drinks water, he can walk 2 miles, right? The donkey can't decide which one to go first, so he just ends up dying, right?
Wow.
And so
that's really good.
Don't be the donkey, right?
Yeah.
Just go pick one way. And then
you can slingshot your way if you really wanted to.
Yeah. Right. So I think this happens to a lot of us in life, and it very much relates to my story, is like you end up wanting those two. Like, it's not like I don't want to travel. It's not like I don't want that, like a nice car. Or I don't want a nice home. Those things are nice.
And
I realize
those things can be attained. They're more attainable than.
Yeah. And they can be attained. Right. But it's like, which one do you want first? Right? Why do you want that now?
What does it do for you?
What does it do for you? You got to be honest with yourself, right?
Right.
And if it's for the wrong reasons, then you got to evaluate those intentions, right?
Right.
And so I'm not shaming, anyone who wants those things right now, right? As long as you have an idea of what you want right now, right?
Yeah.
And if that makes you happy, then more glory to you, right? But if it doesn't and you're suffering and you end up doing those things because of other people, that's where you're in a lose-lose situation, right? So I think
at this point that you brought up made me think about the conversation. You remember that conversation we had over a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was end of 2017 or something. You were kind of hesitant about like, I don't really want to take on a 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
right? But I'm doing this just so for the sake of saying that, like, yes, I gave it a shot. I gave it a legitimate try just so that I can 100% know if it's what I want or what I don't want.
Yeah.
Or kind of just to explore, right? You can't say no until you've tried something.
Yeah. 100%. And I did it, right? Yeah. So I went in, got a 9-to-5. And the surprising thing is I enjoyed it, mm-hmm. right? I felt good about it, right?
There was a rhythm.
There was a rhythm. It was very predictable. It was very consistent, right? But the interesting thing too was when I was there, for me personally, I just felt like I wasn't going to be able to live to my full potential and what I truly wanted if I stayed there, right? And so...
So it was like a self-worth thing. Like, you know what you're capable of, and the platform in which you were at did not allow you to express yourself to your full capabilities.
Correct.
Okay.
And so with that in mind, it reinforced myself again. It's like, hey, this is actually truly what you want. This is actually truly, because I figured out that even though it was nice, it was great, but it's like, this isn't going to be it for me, right? This isn't going to be what I'm going to continue to do.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. And it's not always easy to make that call. And I think for me, I'm very grateful that at least I kind of have a general idea of what it is I want. But staying true to that can also be very difficult, right? Mm-hmm. Because you get dragged in different ways, just like the donkey story, the donkey analogy.
Right. It's
like,
not that the hay is better than the water or the water is better than hay. It's just, hey, which one do you want to pursue?
Exactly. So if you're in that place where you're stuck and you're feeling lost on which side to pick, just try one first.
Try one and then try the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't know whether, if you don't even have the hay or the water, then it's like, you got to figure out like just try something. Yeah.
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 If you don't have the hay or the water, you, as bad as it sounds, you kind of just have to start walking.
Yeah.
You got to start walking. You got to start walking towards something. You got to settle maybe even for a cactus at that point.
Yeah.
But because we're extrapolating on this analogy, but because you tried the cactus and you realized, man, that's crappy. Mm-hmm. I will never, ever have a cactus again.
Yeah.
That might propel you towards the hay or the water.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Any other, insights you want to add? I kind of led your questions for you, but I just thought your story was so interesting because most people are either just all 9-to-5 or all entrepreneurship, or they start with 9-to-5 and they go into entrepreneurship. But few people start entrepreneurship back to 9-to-5 and then into entrepreneurship, kind of like a boomerang.
Yeah.
It's a more unique arc.
It's different, but I think everyone's is different, right? Yeah. For the listeners right now, it's like your path is unique to yourself. Don't ever think that, you know, what I'm saying here is going to be 100% what's going to happen to you or what you should do. Because I think everybody is on their own journey, but having that self-awareness and trying things is what's going to get you there, right? If you don't try, you're never going to know, right?
I want to add another layer too about, aside from trying, I think the reason why we feel this unspoken pressure or this fear of trying is the shame aspect, you know, the shame of failure. Mm. Or it's sort of like, oh, you work a 9-to-5, you're not an entrepreneur. Mm. Like, you shouldn't feel ashamed about that. Mm. You should just recognize that this is the stage of where you are at in life, or vice versa. Like, just because, like, you may be successful doesn't mean you have the right to shame, like, another person, or let the other person feel shame that they're taking the path that they're taking. Like, maybe you're a successful person who is a 9-to-5. You're a corporate executive. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at this young kid who's trying to be an entrepreneur who, like, is starving, you know, for his or her dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't make them feel shame that what they're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it goes both ways. It's just both sides have to be a little bit more understanding that you yourself have to be understanding that there is no necessarily right or wrong path. Mm-hmm. There is only the path that is true to what it is that you want.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's all internal and subjective to yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Because at the end of the day, we're only going into one place, and that's death.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're not aiming to colonize Mars like Elon Musk is, right? Then you don't need to start, you know, 3 super high-tech companies. You know, you know, there's no need for that.
Yeah, everyone has their own journey.
Right.
They have their own dreams. Just do what makes you happy
and
figure that out.
Exactly.
You know? But, I think that really wraps it up. Hopefully, you found some sort of light and gold inside of this episode on how to figure out what you want to do, right? We covered a lot here. And if you found it valuable and somewhat inspiring, you know, share it with someone you care about. Maybe it'll inspire them as well. If you would like to see more videos like this, hit that subscribe button and that bell icon if you would like to get notified when we put out new episodes. Mm-hmm. And if you're a listener, we'd appreciate it if you leave us a 5-star review. It's how we find more listeners like yourself. And anything else to add, Stu?
Like always, the goal of this is really just to share with the community ideas worth sharing and also addressing, I guess, concerns or things that we think about in our minds that I think can be shared and discussed more in depth. And this is just our attempt at giving our unique perspective and opinions in order to help benefit you guys as listeners.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Until next time.